Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody else, 9 times out of 10, they are talking about first-hand accounts. We need to talk about it. Very feminine traits these men are displaying, but they don't care. Excuse me. They don't seem to care. That's the form of attention that they get, and they are more than willing to get more and more and more of it. What do you know about such and such? What do you know about who and who? They know. Well, from what I know, they doing this, or they linked up and they got together and they doing blah, 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 blah. Bless y'all too. Thanks. I mean, bless y'all. Uh-oh. Did I mess up the title? Did I mess up the title? Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Spell check. Well, it don't matter because I can't fix it right now. It really don't matter because I can't fix it right now. But that's all right. I'll get it together. I'll get it together. Matter of fact, hold on. Nah, I can't fix it right now. I can't fix it right now on the title. But I appreciate you letting me know. Y'all know how I like to get it right. Punctuation, Panther in the house. Panther's in the house. But yeah, so what do y'all know? What do y'all know about these messy bras, these messy women, these gossipy girls? Y'all know we grew up with them. We had friends. We had brothers, sisters. We had cousins. We had friends of friends, just somebody who knows everything about everybody, but they are more than willing to put one person against another person. Some people just love to put this person against that person, and they just fade out in the background. Like, it ain't my fault. Oh, it ain't my fault. Did I do that? Come on, man. Come on. It is their fault. It is their fault. And we're going to talk about it today, because if you're not a messy person, if you actually like to see people getting along, if you're the type of person that likes to mind your business, if you're the type of person that ain't always dipping your paws in the sauce and just poisoning the water and messing things up for everybody, of course you're going to be offended by people who are always in somebody else's business, always in your ear, always making you think negatively about somebody. Always. Always. Let me ask y'all this before I even get into the intro. Let me ask y'all this. Are you the type of person that wants to like people? You know, you meet somebody and you vibe with them. They seem like they cool. They seem like they good people. You know how you get that good energy from somebody and you want to like them. You want to like them. You want to like people next to them, around them. You want to like people in your in that circle, in that area, in that realm, in that space. Because you have to be in that space, whether it's a job, whether it's a club, whether it's an organization, whether it's an office, whether it's a home, whether it's a family. You know how you want to like somebody and they're making it easy for you, but then somebody trots along. As soon as they find out that you are forging a bond with that person, or you seem to think that they cool, here they come with the tea. Here they come with the message. Here they come with the rumors. Here they come with the talk. Yeah, they seem all right, but, you know, from what I heard, the only reason that they here is because they got kicked out of there, and they got kicked out of there because of this. And they've been known to do this, that, and the third. I don't know if it's true because I don't know them, but that's what I heard. I heard on the other job they got fired for this, that, and the third, so they had to transfer them over here. Wow. Cal Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita, just turned a big 7-0. You turned 7? That's what you did? You kidding. No way. Wait? No way. Wait? No way. You did that? Happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday. Well, I don't believe in belated birthdays because you're still here. I mean, it's only a couple of days ago, and, you know, this is your birthday weekend. So happy birthday to you. You know we shouted you out on the show. We had to shout you out on the show the next day because I goofed the day before because we do the show so late that I was doing the current day and time of the people whose birthdays it was, and it never even occurred to me, even though I had already put a birthday shout out on your page and all that kind of stuff, man. But I'm, you know, you just hit the big 70. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that we're blessed to be in your presence, and I'm glad that you're not one of those messy broads that we're talking about next. Messy, 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 messy. But like I said, you know, you might be the type of person that wants to like somebody. You want to be cool with somebody. If somebody presents themselves to you as being cool, as being nice, as being open and all that kind of stuff, y'all getting along, y'all vibing, like, yeah, that person is all right. Here comes somebody. Here come the messy broad. Or here come the gossipy dude with all of the stories, all of the talk, all of the tea. Oh, yeah, well, you know, from what I heard, you know, You know, just make sure you watch them. Well, just make sure you watch him. Just make sure you watch him. You ever get in a relationship with somebody? You only in a relationship with them or dating them or whatever because they've shown you that they're likable, they're attractive, you're attracted to them, they're attracted to you. Things are going well. Y'all have chosen each other. Here comes somebody. Well, I heard he used to do blip, 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 and then this last woman, he's with the and back in the day, they said he used to and I heard he used to be with a man. I heard she used to be with, like, come on, man. Come on, man. What are we doing? What are we doing? Now, that's how it's going down. That's how it goes down. And that's how it's going down on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight. We're back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. Today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we are talking about messy broads. Not to offend any women out there with the word broads, but we talking about messy broads and catty, gossipy. Hey, yo, man, I'm trying to tell you, dudes, catty, messy, gossipy dudes. We associate being catty with women. We associate gossip with women. You know, historically, it has been women who mostly were the ones who were associated with gossip, like a Wendy Williams. But nowadays, a lot of men are taking a page out of the Wendy Williams book. And to be honest with you, even though it seems more extreme now, we've always had dudes that knew the scoop, you know, had the scoop, had the tea, had the information on everybody, whether it was true, whether it was false. Some of them had to pay the price for their talking because they didn't always get it right. And even if they did get it right, they had no business talking about it. So sometimes they had to wear a little eyeshadow on their whole eye. I mean, when I say eyeshadow, I'm not talking about makeup. They had to put a stake on it. Yeah, that shadow of the stake made that because that eye was dark. Or sometimes they might got a little chip tooth like this one. Oh, you say it ain't no tooth there? Yeah, that's what they got. And sometimes they might have got a little nose job. They might have got a little arranged, you know. And it might have had a little ketchup, you know, coming out of it. Iodine. A little iodine. Yeah, sometimes they got violent. You know what I mean? Most men are not putting up with other men who are walking around talking about what they ain't got no business talking about. Men have been deleted for less. Deleted from this world, from this realm, from this dimension. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Y'all can call into this show. That's the good thing about the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. If you call 319-527-6199, you can call in, give your 2 cents. You can ask a question. You can make a statement. You can yell. You can scream. You can cry. You can sigh. You can get the shit off of your chest. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. Let me say it in ultra clear European. The number to call, and I'm going to enunciate this as if I was taking acting lessons. The number to call if you would like to talk about this subject of messy broads and catty, gossipy dudes. 319-527-6199. Write the number down. Record it. Put it in your phone. Add it to your contacts. By the way, make sure y'all hit the like button. We only got 3 likes up there. Let's increase these likes. Hit the like button because you're going to enjoy the show. I guarantee you. I promise you. Hit the like button. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Hit the notification bell so you know every time we come on, because we come on every day and it's not always the same exact time, but it's around the same time because I try to be consistent. All right. We have a caller on the line right now. We have a caller on the line. We're going to see what the caller is talking about. But we're talking about messy broads and catty, gossipy dudes. Everybody raise your hand. Shoot me a heart if you like messy dudes. If you like catty dudes. If you like if the gossipy dude at your job is your best friend or the one you like the most. Where them hearts at? There's a little delay. I'm just waiting for them hearts to pop up. Give me a heart. Give me a heart or something if you like to mind your business. You like to know good things about people. And you like having good feelings about the people who are close to you. Can I get a heart if that's what you like? If you like to like people. If you like to have peace in your life, if you like to mind your business and to have other people mind theirs, if you like to be able to deal with your own problems in your own way, can I get a heart? Let me see a heart. Let me see a heart come up. Can we get some algorithm if you like to mind your business? I mean, what we got? What we got? All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take the caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers 4828. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this afternoon? What's good?
Good afternoon, brother. I mean, I told you I was going to call next week, but this subject was too good to pass up.
Well, it's the 12th. Let's see. This is the 4th. It's the 11th. It's the 11th. It's Super Bowl Sunday right here. So, you know, it's next week. We just pushed it up. Pushed it back a week.
Okay. So you mentioned, you know, the fact that people have been permanently removed from this world, you know, because of messiness. And it seems like even with the possible threat of violence, it's almost like today's society can't live without messiness. It's to the point where people think that something's wrong with you if you're calm, if you mind your business, if you're happy, if you are diplomatic. You know, they're like, what's wrong with you? Oh, you're weird. I've actually been accused of that myself because I tend to be a pretty diplomatic person. You know, and it could be a situation where I've actually come to my own conclusion, but just for the sake of argument, I want to try to get the full scope of whatever is going on. So I'll ask clarifying questions. And I've had somebody say, oh, you know, no, it's just like this. I don't understand why you're asking questions, because sometimes there's more to the story before you jump into, you know, wilding out and creating a chaotic or contributing to a chaotic situation. Perhaps, you know, you could ask a few clarifying questions and maybe the situation is not what you thought it was. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've had people actually get angry about that or resentful that I've done that, or resentful when I've diffused the situation by asking more questions because they would just rather have the messiness. And I thought maybe these attributes were for certain people who lived in certain areas, right? Or live a certain lifestyle. No, that's really just how people are. That's why reality TV shows are so popular. Everybody mm-hmm. likes that crap. Mm-hmm. Everybody
they
likes
like
it.
Messiness.
Rich, poor, old, young, everybody likes it. They're proving it.
Listen.
I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
No. You're right. You're right. See, the gossip, the messiness, the things that lead to fights and disagreements and violent arguments and all that kind of stuff, those things are exciting to some people who really aren't into that stuff. But it gives them something to watch. It gives them something to talk about. And so the people who do the talking, the people who do the snitching, you know what? I'm saying snitching prematurely. I'm going to ask you a question about that in a minute. But the people who spread the rumors or who keep turning the screw and keeping things going, and the people who like to see a lot of disagreements and chaos and misunderstandings and stuff like that, the people who like that kind of stuff, it gives them attention. That's their claim to fame. You know, everybody has a need for attention. Even if you only have a need for attention from the one that you want, that you love or want or whatever, you know, you still have that need. You know, every lover wants attention from the one that they love, you know. So some people need a lot of lovers. They need a lot of attention. They need people coming to them like, yo, what do you know about this, that, and the third? What do you hear? What can you tell me? And sometimes they have the truth, or they have the scoop, or they have the story. And sometimes, for effect, they will add on. They'll put some nuts on that sundae, some chocolate topping, some caramel, some fruit topping. They're going to put something on there because, look, I'm getting all of this. You know, people are calling me. They're contacting me. They're pulling me aside. They're asking me. Never taking into account that now, because everybody is associating the story with you, when these people find out where it came from, they're going to probably confront you. And so I'm talking about that because you were saying that some people have total disregard for the consequences that come along with running their mouth inaccurately or even accurately. Mm-hmm. So I prematurely mentioned the word snitching. Would you consider snitching to be a form of gossip or messiness?
No. However, see, I paused, right? Because in general, I wouldn't. However, I can see where it could be viewed like that or feel like that if it were in a certain situation. Like, say it was at work. You're at the job. You've been taking all the pens every week and notebooks, some copy paper, whatever, from the job. And one of your coworkers snitches and says, yo, she's the reason why we ain't got no pens, no books, and no paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's gossiping, and it's contributing to messiness.
Yep.
It is.
And,
you know?
Mm-hmm. And,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, you finish your thought? I don't want to interrupt.
Look, I can think of situations where it could be that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
Any more? Any other examples that you can think about where snitching or telling on somebody could be viewed as a rumor or as messiness?
If you, let's say you see, it could be a family member or a friend, you see their significant other out and about, you know, with somebody else. That person, that other person may or may not be their cousin or sibling, or maybe just someone, some random person on the street that they were just helping, right?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever the case may be, you see them and you say, oh, aren't they with Keisha? And then now you done told Keisha waiting for him at the house with a bat, you know. She done broke up all his video games. Turns out it was his cousin Stephanie. Who knows? But yes, you know, now you're contributing to messiness.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, and my problem with this whole idea of messiness is that for years, a lot of men would say, you know, men aren't like this. It's y'all women who do ...
Ooh-wee.
Right? Now, I am a female who grew up a tomboy, so I was around boys most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I knew for a fact that these guys were talking just as much as the girls were. It's just that, you know, in a public forum, they didn't respond the same way that women do when the subject matters would come up. But they most certainly were talking about it amongst each other. These days, the men are not just talking about it; they're responding like females, in my opinion. You know, they are having very estrogen charged responses. That's the way I view it. But I'm old school, so.
Yeah. I like that word, estrogen charge. That's pretty cool. I was, and it's true. We have long associated being messy, being catty, being a gossiper and all of that. We have associated that with women. And men who did it, we looked at them as having feminine traits. And I still stand on that. That's what I think. The thing is, now they have become pretty much the front runners of the people that we look to and that we listen to and that we are influenced by. The internet has definitely helped that. We're getting way mm-hmm. more information from way more so-called reliable sources and way more sources in general. You know, you could take one topic and you can have 5,000 bloggers, you know, talking about the same thing. And you're getting a lot of different perspectives, maybe different video clips and things that so-called verify information. So it can definitely get out of hand, and we can definitely associate the whole catty thing, messy thing, the gossipy thing. We can associate that with women, but men are going to do it, and especially these men that are on the jobs. But I was thinking about jailhouse snitches.
Mm.
You know, you sharing a cell with somebody who committed a crime, and you already locked up for committing a crime, but you listen to this dude, you know, pretty much tell you what he did in his crime to get locked up and what he's going to do to try to get out of it. And you go to the cops and tell them what he said, trying to get your sentence reduced, or I guess in your eyes, hoping that they'll just open the jail for you. Like, all right, look, thanks for giving us the information on a real crime. Look, you're free to go. And it never happens that way. So I always wonder, what is their motivation? What is the motivation of jailhouse snitches? Well, they get out of their cell for a while. They get to talk to somebody for a while, and they get the attention that they've been looking for. And I used to think, and maybe it was true at the time, but I know it's not true now. I used to think that dudes who got locked up, dudes who went to jail, were solid. They kept their mouths closed. They didn't, you know, they didn't believe in snitching and ratting. You know, no ratting. No, you can't be a rat. Well, I've met dudes who came out of jail and all they do is talk. All they do is talk. They know everything about everybody. They wondering about everybody. And come to find out that a lot of dudes who have gone to jail, they told me that's the way jail is. They told me, look, you there all day trying to figure out a way to get out of your situation. So you watching to see what guards do, what they do, trying to calculate their moves, trying to find out who they are associated with so you can try to get favors or set somebody up or extort somebody or blackmail somebody. But it's a whole lot of talking going on with jail. So in the absence of women, some of them become women. And I said, well, damn.
Wow.
And
that's heavy.
Right?
That's heavy.
In the absence of women, they became women. So they may do it in a more masculine way, like trying to make it seem like they're doing it for the greater good. Like my gang needs to know about this, or my celly needs to know about this. It's just another way to get attention in a negative way, mostly. What's going on, No Sage? I see Vita B is in the house. Good to see you, Vita. That's what's up. Care Bear, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing. Max and chill. Thanks everybody for coming through. And even Ejiman OP, thank you for coming through. Appreciate y'all mucho. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. But we need to get them likes up. Share the show. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752. We have a call on the line. We're talking about messy broads and catty, gossipy dudes. That's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. If you would like to call in and give your two cents, if you have a story to tell, if you have an example to exemplify, call 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. Let's talk about the origin, because I think we're getting into how a lot of these catty gossipy dudes have spawned. You know, like I said, I thought that dudes that went to jail stood on principles, stood on not giving up information and all of that. Most of them are in jail for giving up information. You know, gave up their co-defendant. Oh, well, he told on you already, so you might as well tell what happened so you can get out of trouble. Cops lying, extracting the truth out of you. Listen, you probably know people in your life like I know people in my life. And some people, you can't get information out of them no matter what. No matter what you say, no matter what you offer up, they ain't going to tell you nothing that they don't want you to know. You are going to be limited in your ability to get information, to extract information from them, because they ain't telling. And that's whether you, you know, a wise young boy told me once, he said, oh, there's some people that won't tell you information even if you torture them in certain ways. He said, there's some people that you can put a gun to their head and they are not going to tell what you want them to tell. With a gun to their head, they'll die with that information. They'll take it to the grave. He said, but point the gun at their dick and motherfuckers might reconsider. They might not tell you the truth, but they going to tell you something. And I thought about that. I said, number one, that is violently genius. Because a nigga thinking like, I'm going to have to live with this shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, not only am I not fucking no more, but my shit is, I'm going to be shit bagged. Ain't no man, you know what I mean, trying to be shit bagged for the rest of his life. A young man, shit bag? He might go for the wheelchair, not the shit bag. Oh, no. So I was told that it worked. They pointed the gun to his head. He said, go ahead. Do it. Because if you was going to kill me, you was going to kill me anyway. When he shifted the nose of the gun to his genitals, it was like, whoa. Well, I know something. Woo! So, I'm only talking about that because there are people who will stand strong. And there are some people who you won't even have to twist their arm. You know, they say that You know, you turn the heat up on somebody, and eventually the pot is going to start making noise.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, all you got to do is put the pot out in the sunlight. It ain't never going to boil, but the water get warm. It might. You know, the sun shines bright in the wintertime too. But anyway, yeah, these catty, gossipy dudes, they always want to cloak their gossipy ways with acting like they're telling the truth. And this is just something that the public or their public
needs to know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just looking out for such and such, man, because, you know, that shit ain't right. And if that was my sister or if that was my brother, they'll say if that was my sister. They won't say if that was my brother because they will take somebody on as their brother, like, because that's a cool male bonding type of thing to do. Nah, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's my brother. I mean, I ain't going to let nobody do my brother like that. My brother wouldn't let nobody do me like that. So here's what I know. Or here's what needs to be. Here's the truth.
You know what else? A lot of people think that gossipy men are gay, or they have to be gay if they're gossipy. Nope. Plenty of straight men that are trying to gain an advantage financially or romantically will certainly get up in the mix of messiness.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I tell you is that when normally, if a woman is in the middle of some messiness and a man is in the middle of some messiness, the outcome of their input most times is different. And by that, I mean 9 times out of 10, when a woman is in the middle of some messiness, somebody might get hurt. Somebody might get hurt. You know, it might end up in two guys fighting because she's playing two against the middle. Two girls fighting because she's playing two against the middle. You know, the type of messiness, the wheels that they turn, they're different. It's still messiness either way, but
mm-hmm.
Like I said, the outcome of their involvement is different. You don't normally see, a guy be in the middle of some messiness and two guys shoot each other or start fighting. Somebody usually loses money. Or maybe the guy who started the messiness gets the girl because now she trusts him because she thinks he's this great guy who was just her knight in shining armor or whatever the case may be. But oftentimes when women are in the middle of it, somebody it's usually a brawl involved. It's like next level. And that guy that's in the middle of it, he's not gay. He's straight. He's doing it specifically for some type of advantage.
Mm-hmm.
He's not usually doing it for sport. Women will get in the middle of some messiness for sport. Strictly for sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They want to see something going. And they don't see anything wrong with that. They don't see anything wrong with it. Until somebody is yanking their wig, weave, and braids out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sometimes... I mean, real shit. Until somebody with a camera is screaming "World Stars," you being yanked out of a damn salon chair and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you want to talk shit? Okay. Yeah. This ain't for what you said on the internet. This is for what you said to somebody else. Like, you thought it wasn't gonna come back to me. And the thing is, the reason why this is so dangerous is because some people will react to rumors about them without even going to verify that such and such said it or that it, you know, that the story was true. You know what I mean? Some people will get peace even if they have to be extremely violent about it. I'm going to get my peace. You know, some people can deal with a whole lot of people thinking wrong about them or associating them with negativity and things like that. Some people can deal with it. I'm probably the type of person that can deal with it because I've had to deal with it. You know, whether I liked it or not, I wasn't able to always know where it came from or that it was even existent or how to correct it. But there are some people, there are some people who can't deal with it. You know, they want to live their lives the way that they're living them, and they're not going to have people souring their name and their reputation and stuff like that. So they're going to take care of this problem. Like, I'm not going to have people, you know, making my reputation. What? And this is why there are some people who don't even want to hear what might be the truth about the person that they are in love with. They don't want to hear it because it's too much. And they know that they'll be called to action. Now, you may have experienced this like I've experienced this, where somebody close to you was being cheated on. Like, you know this. You know, we ain't talking about you just saw them out with somebody or blah, blah, blah. Like, you know for a fact that they are hooked up with somebody else. And, you know, you might have told them, like, hey, listen, even if you didn't go all the way in, like, well, listen, you know, your girl or your man, I have reason to believe that they doing this, that, and the third, and blah, blah, blah. And they might have stopped you. Like, listen, don't come to me with that. I don't want to hear that. They might have shut you down. Like, I don't want to hear that. I don't need that. Now, they can't unhear what they heard. And there may be evidence to support all of that. But they've already dealt with that in their own way. And they're not trying to deal with it anymore. So they'll tell you, Well, what's your reason to coming to me to tell me about this? Why didn't you do something about it? Why didn't you, did you confront them? Did you, and you know, the answer might be yeah. But more than likely is no. Because if they had confronted their spouse or their man or their woman or whatever, they know that their spouse or their man or their woman is already going to come and try to do that damage control. So there are people out there who don't want to hear. They don't want to hear no messiness or no rumors or even the truth about infidelity or betrayal or disloyalty or unfaithfulness by their partner. They don't want to hear it because they know that they'll have to do something about it. And some people are just happy where they are. And I ain't mad at them for that. You'll get to the truth when you feel like getting to the truth. It's your right. It's your choice. Mystic BH is in here causing all kinds of trouble, bugging out. All right, that's cool. And what's going on, Susie? I guess that's the way you pronounce that, Susie, ex-Susie. Thanks for coming through. And Rav 6, appreciate it. Greetings from Albania. Wow, we getting people from Albania. That's what's up. That's what's up. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Evan, the editor, says name a bodybuilder for an edit. I can't name any current ones. You know what I mean? I have to go all the way back, like, you know, Schwarzenegger or Lou Ferrigno. Yeah, I don't know any bodybuilders. I don't care to. And Anik Van Reck, thanks for coming through. I appreciate y'all. Nihar Mobile, appreciate it. Carol says, I've seen some very messy men in my life. In fact, some even start the messiness. Those are facts. No Sage says, I think maybe people realize how boring celebrities are once social media was a thing and gossip just stays local now. What? Man, what? No. Social media has really ramped up the celebrity gossip. Really? I mean, whether it's true, whether it's false, I don't know. She asked Will Smith if celebrity gossip has gone down. Ask Kevin Hart. Ask Cat Williams. Ask, celebrity gossip is it's too much. Too much. But you know what the interesting thing about celebrity gossip? And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, because I have a habit of speaking from my own perspective. But here's what I've noticed about current celebrity gossip. It seems to be started more by men than by women. Back in the days, in the Wendy Williams days, the celebrity gossip was all women-centered. Now, it's the dudes. It's the so-called men. These skirt-wearing, dress-wearing. Yeah, they the ones doing all the telling, all of the seeing, all of the hearing. Am I wrong? If I'm off base, please correct me, because y'all might know it better than me, because I don't get into celebrity gossip. I don't care. I don't care about the lives of people that I don't know. But I might be in a minority when it comes to that, because a lot of people care about what's going on in the lives of celebrities. You can't stop it. But it seems to me like it's the men. It's the men. For what it's worth, Cat Williams, and people are praising Cat Williams. But Cat Williams spilled the tea on all of the damn comedians that he didn't like. You might not like me putting it that way, but that's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. He said Earthquake can't read. I don't know if you knew that before he said it, but I know I didn't. A lot of people didn't know that Steve Harvey used to wear a male wig. A man unit. Now you got people out here running around here saying a man unit. What the hell? I never heard that word before. I'm not saying that he made up the word, but I never heard it before. And I definitely never heard it in general conversation. Even all of the videos that you see online with men who are bald getting these fades and all of this stuff, you know, to getting the wig put on and all of that glued on, however they do it. I never heard them say a man unit. Now everybody running around here talking about a man unit. Yeah, Steve Harvey had a man unit. Yeah, the gossip is off the chain. What up, Stacey White? Thanks for coming on through. Carol said, a cat exposed a lot, true or not. Yeah, but it's rumors, because we don't know if everything that Cat Williams was talking about is true. So it's a rumor. We don't know if the people that he was talking about are actual and factual. It's a rumor. But a lot of us cared about it, as if it was putting money in our pockets, as if it was going to make us stop going to go see movies, buying CDs, tapes, DVDs, and all of that. It's not really doing that. But people care. People care. And they say, and Cat Williams is the truth. He needs to be protected. He's out here giving up the real. Well, how was your life before that? So now you can't like Kevin Hart because he's an industry plant? I mean, for all we've heard about Steve Harvey, I'm not a Steve Harvey fan. I don't like him at all. But for all that we know about Steve Harvey, not heard, but know about Steve Harvey, he seems to still be doing pretty well. His face is on TV everywhere you go. So how's that working out? Messy broads. I don't know. It just seems to me like it's the men dropping the information now, spilling the tea. Spilling the tea. Tea everywhere. It's a tea party. What up, Rob Walker? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. We ain't got enough likes. We ain't got enough likes. Can y'all hit the like button? It don't cost y'all nothing to hit the like button. It's not going to send something to my home. It's not going to take nothing out of your bank account. It's not going to, it doesn't mean that you love me. It don't even mean that you want to watch the show again. But if you do want to watch the show again, hit the like button, share the show, subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, hit the notification bell. You'll get the notifications when we're coming through. Cal Cable says, but do we really know about Steve Harvey? I'm just saying, we only know what's put out there. That's what I'm talking about. I'm only talking about the things that you really know. Like, I knew Steve Harvey had a wig on way before. Like, I knew. I'm like, hold up. Here it is. This dude got a fade. He got a high top fade in 2008. Who? Where? And it was always super perfect. Where? How? Like, he had to have been, if it was real, which I never thought it was, if it was real, it wouldn't be that dark, you know, unless he dyed it. But when he went straight from a fade to totally bald, I was like, wait a minute. That's the thing that made me know for sure. No man, do you understand? And we know that Steve Harvey wrote books, you know, the whole act like a lady, think like a man, or whatever the name of the book is. We know he was giving out a bunch of advice about how to be faithful and how to decide who you should be with and who you shouldn't be with. We know he wrote those books, and we know that he gave that advice out, and we also know that he cheated on his wife for his wife that he's with now. We know that. That ain't no rumor. He can't deny that and won't deny it. We probably don't know for sure that his woman, his wife, has to have that money. That's why she was dating high-profile drug dealers and went to Steve Harvey, because the money is either more or comparable to what they was getting. We don't know if she only likes Steve Harvey for the dough. I don't know that. But we do know that she has a pattern of being with wealthy men. Kim's Whims, what? Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Kim's Whims coming through. Appreciate it. And Breezy, or should I say Breeze One? Is that how you pronounce it? B3E? Go Birds, no doubt. That's what's up. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it. But y'all got to hit that like button, man. I need y'all to hit the like button. It should be more likes than that. I know y'all out there. I may not be able to see all of y'all, but, you know, if we got 11 people showing, then it should be 11 likes, you know. These catty dudes, these rumor-spreading dudes. But it does seem to me, when it comes to celebrity gossip nowadays, the men have taken center stage. I'm telling. I'm putting it out there. I saw this. Like with Will Smith and the bull. Who's the bull that supposedly boinked Will Smith? Got caught boinking him. Boink, boink, boink. Boink, boink, boink. Booty hole bandit. Boink, boink, boink. Booty hole bandit. Boink, boink, boink. He boink. Ah, boink, boink, boink. Ah, boink, boink, boink. He's going up in the exit hole. He pulled out his pants and pulled out his pole and said, boink, 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 ah, boink, 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 ah. What's his name? Dwayne something. Yeah, Tisha Campbell's husband. His name ain't Dwayne Campbell, because that's a maiden name, right? Yeah, him. Dwayne Martin, okay. Yeah, he the one that came through and said, listen, I came in the room and they was doing it with each other. And all they told me to do was close the door. They was doing it. Ew. They was doing it to each other. Why y'all doing it? Why y'all doing it with each other? Like I said, it's the men out here putting these things out. He ain't have to put that out. Wasn't nobody with a gun to his head or a mic to his lips saying, what you know about Dwayne Martin and Will Smith? You don't say something about Dwayne Martin and Will Smith. If you don't tell us what you know about Dwayne Martin and Will Smith, then we going to take your family out. We know where your child goes to school. And we going to pick her up or him up for you. Nobody did that. He did it freely. I ain't saying he was wrong for doing it, but listen, we going to talk about gossipy dudes. If we going to talk about catty dudes, then, I mean, he got to go in a category too, even if he's telling the truth. You know what I mean? Brother Bilal spilled the beans. Was that his name, Bilal? He was with Will Smith, actually. Yeah, well, hey, look. All I'm saying is that men be putting it out there about celebrity gossip nowadays. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I ain't trying to get paid. They be putting it out there. These dudes messy. They messy. They nasty. They nasty. And you're not getting a pass over here just because you telling the truth. You are a teller. You're a teller. You work at a bank. You a teller. You got these messy women out here. Always want to see somebody fight. Whether it's dudes. You know what I mean? You know how dangerous it is when you telling one man about another man. That man ain't going to pick up the phone and be like, yo, what you telling my girl? You know, you told my wife. Or you telling your girl. And well, what's this I'm hearing about? You know, That ain't going to happen. Something tragic. Something terrible, something catastrophic is going to happen. Families are going to be affected by this mess, and they have been. You know, with the mafia, the Italian mafia, you know how they felt about rats. You know how they felt about people who went against the La Cosa Nostra. La Cosa Nostra. You know what I mean? You know how they felt about people who went against that. They didn't excuse that. Should they have? No. Oh. All right. I can fix that. I can fix it. I put messy briads. All right. I fixed it. But it's probably not going to be fixed on the broadcast immediately, but I fixed it. Messy broads. Yeah. Always want to see somebody in disagreement. They like to see things in disarray. They like to see people being mad at each other, not speaking to each other. You know, being suspicious of each other. Being untrusting of each other. Yeah, I don't know if I can really fuck with such and such or I can rock with such and such because, you know, I'm hearing that they've been talking. I'm hearing that they've been spilling. I'm hearing that they've been saying things. They have you going against your own mother, your own father, your own sisters and brothers, your best friends growing up. Well, you know, I don't know if you... Sometimes you gotta make sure that the people that you call friends are really friends because the classic, you know, friends, friends will treat you more like family than your family will. Your cousin been hating on you since y'all was playing with Barbies and G.I. Joes. They hating on you. They never really liked you. Now, you know goddamn well which family members of yours have appreciated you and not appreciated you. You know. You probably know since you were a child. You know. You don't need nobody to come along and tell you how they've been feeling about you. You know. You felt the cold shoulder. You felt the conversation stop when you came along. You felt the lack of invites. You know what it is. You know what it is. So your name is name? Okay. Care Bear says, now Dwayne just proposed, oh, to Nicole Murphy. Nicole Murphy looking chick. I logged on to social media and boom, this messiness was all over my screen on men's pages. Yeah. I wonder if they ever been to jail. I wonder if they ever been to jail. Brother Bilal, okay, hold on. Brother Bilal making the rounds promoting his book coming out. So, Cal says, during the pandemic, my husband couldn't get to a barber. And wanted to go bald. I learned to trim them up. Okay. Now see, I can understand that. I can understand that. That was an extreme. It was a hard time. It was different. You know what I'm saying? Those were extreme circumstances that we was going through in 2020. It was hard. It was unfamiliar. It was unwelcome. We had to deal with it. We had to deal with it. Yes? No? Yeah? We about to get out of here pretty soon, man. Listen, I wanted to talk about these messy broads. Y'all know who they are. Some of them are your good friends. Some of them are your family members. Some of them are you. Yeah. Some of them are you. You messy broad. The one looking at this video like, you know, he got it all wrong. It ain't about all of that. Certain people have a right to know. They have a right to know what's going on with them. It ain't all about snitching or nothing like that. Listen, if you ain't involved in nothing messy, then you ain't nothing to talk about. Totally ignoring the fact that you think it's boring to just go about your business doing the right thing, having ethics and morals. Minding your own business. Minding your own business. I said this in the beginning of the show. I'm going to ask the question again. Who out here, who within the sound of my voice likes to mind their own business and appreciates people who do the same? Who out here likes to be able to do whatever that they do because they're not out here trying to hurt anybody or cause any trouble? Who within the sound of my voice? I need a hero. I'm holding on to a hero to the end of the night. He's got to be strong and he's got to be fast and he shuts the fuck up when it's right. I need a hero. Shout out to Bonnie. What was her name? Bonnie Franklin? Why do I want to say Bonnie Franklin? I don't know. She had at least two good songs. Turn around, niggas talking too much and they always spreading the lies around town. Turn around, these chicks out here is reckless and they don't give a fuck what you say about them and your ma. Turn around. That's right, man. Kim Williams says, I like my business and minding my business because I'm so I'm too exhausted managing my own shit. Word. I know some people like to mind their own business, and they like people who mind their own business. I know. There are plenty. Y'all seem to be outnumbered nowadays. Social media seems to be pushing y'all in the background and all of that. But the background is okay for y'all. That means you flying under the radar. You probably ain't doing nothing that needs to be broadcasted anyway. I mean, I don't care what it is that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, you cheating on your man, that's your business. It really is. It's your business. And maybe your spouse's business too, or whoever you go with or whatever. But that's your business. That ain't for everybody to know. I've heard people try to justify that. Like, the public has the right to know. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? The public has a right to know. Oh, it's Bonnie Tyler? Queen Monica, thank you. Thank you, Bonnie Tyler. Turn around, loud mouth. Every time I... Turn around, loud mouth. Every time I hear this shit, I... I can't take it. I can't take it. Omaha, Nebraska. You said Eagles choke. It was, look to me. Okay, let me ask you this, Omaha, Nebraska. Who choked worse, the Eagles or the Ravens? Because most people was hating on the Eagles the whole season. They didn't think that they was going to make it back to the Super Bowl, not with the way that they were winning when they was 10-1. Nobody thought that they would be able to keep winning like that, and they didn't. All right. But what about the Ravens? Did it look like anybody could beat the Ravens at the end of the season? Didn't it look like an unstoppable force? No, it's one or the other, Omaha, Nebraska. You can't say, I asked you, who choked worse? They can't both choke worse. They're not equal. Because the Ravens made it farther than the Eagles. So how can they both be worse? Can't happen. But we are the defending NFC champs. We still hold that. Now it's San Fran. But we was just there. So I'm interested. You said, but Eagles are worse? Okay. Yeah, Eagles choke. How did they choke? They weren't winning at the end of the season. How did they choke? What's the choke? You choke when you were winning in a game and then, you know, you didn't perform. That's a choke. So what's the choke? The Lions, they choked. Boy, did they choke. Up 24-7 at the half, were in total control. That sounded like a choke. But okay. Here's the good part about if the Eagles did choke. I didn't lose no money. They don't put no money in my pocket, and they don't take no money out of it. He says the Sixers never could play since Dr. J. Oh, so those Allen Iverson years were just, okay. Anyway, Care Bear says Detroit definitely choked. They did. That was disgusting. That was disgusting. And Green Bay choked the week before. They had them. They had them. Okay, so, yeah. People who like to mind their own business, they're in search of peace, solitude. They're in search of peace, solitude. They are in search of, what's the word I'm looking for? It was just on the tip of my tongue. They are looking for a nice, clear road that doesn't have a lot of bumps in it, potholes, sinkholes. They're not looking for that. Some people can't exist without all of the craziness and the messiness and the misunderstandings and the you know, people not talking to each other, not speaking to each other anymore. They can't deal with it. They can't deal with it. So, I mean, that's how it goes down. But for my people who like to mind their business and they like for other people to mind their business also, listen, man, there's still a lane out there for you. And you're going to prevail in the end. Because once you learn how to tune those messy broads out, and once you learn how to avoid those catty, gossipy dudes, you're going to get the peace that you've been looking for. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Shine Light Love turning 49 years old today. And also Kutsal Metem turning 74 years old today. And Lionel Teasley turning 53 years old today. And Ranisha Ryan turning 38 years old today. And Chrissy Lawrence turning 31 years old today. And Tamara Daniels, happy birthday to you. And Byron Davison, happy birthday to you. And Miss Kiva Monique, turning 36 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Kyle, keeping it real. Sobranus, happy birthday to you. And Petuela John, happy birthday to you. And Ovi Phoenix Lewis, turning 42 years old today. And Monica Yaya Black, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man Pat Kelly, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. February 4th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, and man, listen. You got these messy bras. You got these catty dudes. And they gossiping, and they talking. And they talking about you. And they talking about your loved ones. And they souring your reputation. And they making your life hard. But I got some good news for you. You can log off. You ain't got to listen. You ain't got to go around where they be at and where they stay. And you probably don't even know the people who are talking all that shit. And you got people on your side who are supporting you. And maybe, I said maybe, a lot of the shit that they talking ain't even true. So what you can do is you can log off or you can join another social media network if you gotta have your social media fix. And you can avoid those people who you know don't like you, who you know want to see you doing bad, the ones who are jealous and the ones who are envious. You ain't got to beat around nobody you don't like. You don't have to associate with people you don't like. You can find your own lane with your people and kick your own game. You gotta be around with them dumbass niggas. Fuck out of here. Hey, yo. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night with another Daily Go Get-Em-ism show. So make sure y'all come on through. Hit that like button, y'all. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, I appreciate y'all coming through on this Sunday afternoon. We're going to get back. I see y'all. the next time I'm going to be with y'all. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here.